您现在听到的是精简版的 Roundtable 节目，想收听并下载一小时完整节目，可以打开网站 CRIEZFM.com 点击 Roundtable。 Podcast 用户可以搜索圆桌会议。
A primary school in Chongqing municipality organized an extracurriculum activity where the students get to witness the slaughtering of pigs.Is said to be part of the efforts to teach the students about traditional way of living in the villages. 最近重庆一小学的学生用一种别开生面的方式学习了传统文化。上周四老师组织学生看杀年猪仪式来度过平安夜。这种学习方式是不是合适呢？ So what happened?
Okay, so last Thursday was Christmas Eve, and grade 1 students from the Yudaishan Mountain Primary School in southwest China's Chongqing municipality had a chance to celebrate the festival in a special way. Well, I'm going to use quotes there, a special way. Teachers organized them to watch the killing of a pig for the festival. It was part of the school's special activity on passing down the fork culture and learning tradition culture on campus. The school bought 2 pigs from villages, invited villagers to explain the custom of killing pigs for the spring festival, as well as traditional butchers. After killing the pigs, science teachers would explain the body structure of pigs to the students.
Ooh.
The school teachers said they organized the activity to promote the Chinese folk culture and traditional Chinese festival, as they also hoped that watching such an activity is a good way for celebrating the Chinese New Year in advance, as it was already the end of the year. Guys, I never watched a pig being slaughtered as a kid, and I feel like a complete human being. How necessary is this?
I think in China and in some of the neighboring countries, this is actually part of our tradition, right? Even in Vietnam, they have not called the Spring Festival, but what they call Nan Huan Festival. They have a tradition to publicly, slowly slaughter two live pigs.
Oh,
that's
slowly.
One part of their slowly. So,
by slowly, by slowly, do you mean and ceremoniously or?
I have no idea. I didn't get to know much details about
that. Do you mean torture or ceremoniously?
But
do we need to know, Liming? Is it that important? Luoyi, I have a quick question for you. Is part of the reason that this is done in China because pork is such a popular dish here and they want children to understand where a lot of the food is coming from?
I think to some extent, you know, Han people love to eat a lot of pork.
Yes.
That's definitely one reason. However, I mean, if you look at the tradition or convention for a lot of villagers, I mean, when they're slaughtering this pig, this is actually regarded as a ritual where they pray for a bumper harvest and being very thankful for what they have gained so far. So this is actually a traditional ritual.
And it's a public event. I mean,
yes.
All families raise pigs, but not all of them slaughter a pig in every year. So maybe this year, Sam Duckett's family will slaughter a pig, and the rest of the village will come and pick their share. And maybe next year, Lawyer's family will slaughter a pig, and Sam's family can come and claim their share.
It's a social gathering event.
As weird as this is, one of the biggest arguments I have with this story
right. Is
the fact that it's a pig. I really don't like it, because as you guys know, if it's a cow,
it's okay.
Much better. Seriously. Because as you guys know, I'm a health fanatic. I'm always in the gym, always trying to keep in shape. Liming's rolling his eyes. It's the only thing I mention more than me having studied at Tsinghua.
And, what? And why do you have to bring it up continuously?
Again, wait, hold on. Back to the story. And the thing is that the World Health Organization, this year, they actually uncovered that there's a high level of carcinogens, which is the cancer-causing agent in pork. And what?
Same in beef?
Well, no, it's more in pork. The WHO says there is a lot more in pork. And what I'm actually hoping is, I've given up pork altogether, and I'm kind of hoping that you'll see more campaigns in China and public events demonstrating how bad pork is. And eventually, as a nation, we can slowly, gradually leave the diet behind. I know it seems like a bit of a daydream, but I honestly do hope that this can happen.
So what do you recommend? The way you solve this matter is to replace the pig with a cow.
Or chicken.
And then you feel... Oh, chicken.
I love chicken. KFC.
But, you know, from my perspective, I don't think it's a very bloody, gory, or barbaric
thing.
Because the butcher No, I didn't see it, but the butcher had killed the pig already before they went to the event.
Oh.
And I think it provides a very good chance for the students to know about anatomy, you know, after dissecting this pig in front of the pupils, lovely pupils who are curious about nature, they get to know a lot about what is animal and different parts of the pig's body.
Hold up, Luo Yu. I'm no biology major, and I know that you are. Isn't there a variety of reasons that indicate that a frog is actually the most convenient animal to use when you're dissecting it for the sake of seeing its anatomy? Isn't that like biology 101?
Or a bird.
So why not use one of them as opposed to a pig?
But pig is much bigger.
It wouldn't be
as attract a lot more audience to see.
Oh, so it's the entertainment value. It's
yes.
Like, we've got a pig. Yay.
Yes, it is the entertainment value here in this country. You know how much noise they make when you slaughter the pigs?
It's one of those things in life that I don't actually need to know. I think I'll be able to get on without it.
Now,
seriously,
should there be an age limit as to how old the students should be allowed to watch the slaughtering?
That would be even
rated R, like in the cinema.
Yeah. More ridiculous. So children above the age of 10 could be allowed to watch pigs being slaughtered by butchers. That's ridiculous.
Whereas children under the age of 10, maybe they see slaughtering of chickens.
Maybe they should start adding drinks, beverages and food for the audience, if they could turn it into a real theatre production. Hey, Limey.
And those people who are beyond the age of 15 can have some liquors and have these celebrations together.
I think what we're trying to allude to is this is ridiculous, and it's something that we're not all huge fans of here at the Roundtable.
Well, it's not for the faint-hearted, I'm sure.